From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Under a bill passed by the state Senate yesterday, Utahns seeking abortions would have to undergo an ultrasound while the person performing that procedure describes the fetal images. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports all six women senators, Republican and Democrat, walked off the floor during the vote.
The doctor or technician giving the ultrasound would also have to make the heartbeat audible, although the patient could look away or ask that the volume of the heartbeat be turned down or off. Republican Senator Kurt Bramble is the bill's floor sponsor.
If you're going to terminate that life through an abortion, it seems appropriate that you be given the best information about the development, the stage of development, the heartbeat. We're talking about a human being.
Democratic Senator Kathleen Rebe was one of the women senators who walked off during the vote.
We discussed how invasive we thought that was and how intrusive this bill is. We all uniformly were just upset that this was something that was going to be perpetrated on more women. We don't need to have these conversations on the Senate floor. This is a personal decision.
Four Republican senators broke rank with their party and voted against the bill. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Intermountain Healthcare says it is expanding telehealth services across Utah. As KUER's John Reed reports, the hope is to slow the spread of coronavirus.
The system is called ConnectCare. To use it, patients would download a phone app or go online to talk with a doctor remotely. Dr. Todd Vento with Intermountain says people concerned about the coronavirus or experiencing flu-like symptoms should call a healthcare provider before heading to a hospital.
We certainly want to try to minimize any potential exposure within healthcare systems of COVID-19 so that we don't then have to deal with outbreaks within healthcare facilities.
So far, there have only been two confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Utah, though close to 100 people have been tested. State officials say they can test up to 50 people per day, though that's expected to double in the next week. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, who's also running the state's coronavirus task force, says he's concerned about overwhelming medical facilities.
That's what we've seen happen in China. That's what we're seeing happening right now in Italy. If you overwhelm our healthcare system, we don't get people the treatment that they need, and that's where you start to see a higher loss of life.
He says the state is also working on other measures to make it easier to test for the coronavirus without going directly to a hospital. John Reed, KUER News.
A $10 million affordable housing bill has passed the Utah House, but that's only a third of the money originally sought. The Senate already passed the bill, but now it needs to agree to some technical changes the House made. Here's the bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Jake Anderegg.
Under today's climate, getting $10 million when there were only $80 million for all requests, that was big.
The money will go towards building an estimated 1,400 private affordable housing units, but there isn't any funding available for the rental assistance the original bill called for. Critics say it amounts to government overspending. A bill that aims to increase insulin accessibility cleared the Utah legislature yesterday. The bill would put a cap on insulin costs and encourages health care plans to reduce the copay required to get a prescription. That cap would extend to people who are uninsured, too. The legislation would also allow a pharmacist to refill a script for up to 90 days in some cases. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. The deadline for public comment on sweeping changes to NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, was last night. In 2017, the Trump administration ordered the White House Council on Environmental Quality to suggest changes to NEPA. That's the law that requires federal agencies to look at environmental impacts when making decisions. The Southern Environmental Law Center filed a motion to extend the deadline, saying it was unable to get information from the administration to submit an informed comment. Kim Hunter is a senior attorney for the nonprofit and says that delay came even after making a Freedom of Information Act request.
This isn't just about this case. It's about FOIA and whether it has any use. Because if you can just delay responding to a FOIA request until the documents are essentially useless, then the law doesn't have as much meaning anymore.
A federal judge ruled against the motion Monday. Hunter says her firm is now considering an appeal. And the White House Council on Environmental Quality declined comment. Utah Valley University will soon house the statue of Philo T. Farnsworth. Farnsworth's statue in Washington, D.C.'s National Statuary Hall is being replaced by one of Martha Hughes Cannon, the first woman elected to a state senate in the United States. Farnsworth was born in Beaver, Utah, and developed the first all-electronic television system. The statue will be moved later this year. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.